Button. Hey guys, and welcome to our new podcast. We are Empton, so we're Emma and
Justin. Hey guys.
And today's topic is Nigeria, and we are specifically talking about the terroristic group Boko Haram and the kidnapping of female students back in 2014. So first things first, what exactly means Boko Haram?
So yeah, we figured out that Boko Haram comes from the Hausa language from Nigeria, and means that the Western education is a sin.
I guess that pretty much gives a little foreshadowing into the opinion of Boko Haram. But before we discuss about their intentions and their opinions and attitude, I will shortly tell you what happened. So, back in 2014, in the night from the 14th to the 15th April, 276 girls were kidnapped from the government secondary school in Chibok, Nigeria. That's the northeast of Nigeria. They were kidnapped, and a few days later, there was an official announcement of Boko Haram through a video message that they officially committed this crime. In the background, you could see 14 girls wearing a hijab, and the terrorist said that these girls do not want to go back to their families because they are now married to Boko Haram soldiers, men, however you want to call it, and that they follow the Quran, and they are strict Muslims now. So first I have to say there's a difference between Muslim and Islamistic, but we call it strict Muslim because they call them Muslims themselves. So, and through the years, some girls were freed, some were exchanged for prison terrorists, some were freed by soldiers, and now, in February 2021, 100 girls are still missing. So, but why did they do that? What were their intentions, Justin?
So yeah, there are many, many different intentions, but I think the biggest or most important intention you have to name and tell the people is that they want to prevent women to get Western education. So they don't like the way of education the women get, but also because the women should not educate, because from the Boko Haram ideologue of the woman should stay at home, be there for the men, clean the home and everything, you know, of the elderly picture of the woman we had 19 something back then. So
yeah.
Not the modern woman.
Yes. And I think another intention they say, what I said about Muslims, so they think it's a part of religion. There are some people, Islamistics, who say that it's written in the Quran that girls can't be independent and equal persons, and that there's only one religion and everything. So it's pretty weird what they interpret into this book,
yeah, or
into the script. And they also are against equal rights. So
yeah,
they're against something that is pretty
normal nowadays.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't fit the picture,
yeah,
of the economy nowadays.
There, it's a huge discussion right now. It's pretty, could you say, trendy? So everyone discusses about that right now.
That we say. Everyday topic.
Yeah,
you can't
topic.
Really.
It's pretty
put
aside. It's a pretty huge discussion, especially right now, because now many countries try to make the world, or many people try to make the world a better place by forming equal rights and modernize the country and watch out for the environment. And Boko Haram is exactly stopping
the opposite.
Yeah, they're stopping Nigeria from modernizing and from becoming a better country, or country with equal rights and girls' female education and everything. So they kind of, Nigeria tries to get better, not in every region, but they are more and more girls are now educated, and less and less girls are kind of left home. But Boko Haram is working against that. If you take a look on the whole world, people like Boko Haram are stopping exactly the development and modernization we need in our world right now.
Especially countries like Nigeria.
Yes, I think they're I if you see it geographically, they're most of the countries who are not really have equal rights or something are in the east, I guess. That's why you call it Western education. That doesn't mean every country in the Western is better. I won't say that because even countries like whatever, Britain or Germany, they are really close to something good because the if you compare sexism in Germany and sexism in countries like Nigeria or somehow China or something, then you can say, okay, wow, there's a huge
Huge
difference.
difference,
Yes,
yeah.
but even Germany is far from perfect.
I mean, you have to consider the fact that many countries, so Germany, Nigeria, from the general, have other cultures, so
Yeah, of
there
course.
never will be the one-to-one picture the same, but still, you have to think about what the world is nowadays and how Nigeria still behaves
Yeah,
at
of
that
course.
point.
But I think you shouldn't, or it's my opinion as a woman, I think something like equal rights and equal genders shouldn't be put in something like religion or culture. Religion or culture shouldn't dominate something like equal rights because we all have different religions and cultures, and we have different skin colors and different genders, but we should be equal. And
I
yeah.
don't want to say that. I just wanted to make the comparison how it's probably now how most people maybe also see it. So
Yeah, of
it's
course.
not really easy to make a comparison at this point
Yeah,
because there are so many things you can compare and still have to separate in different topics, different, I don't know.
and I think it will take a long time till we're all perfect, and we will never get perfect. But people like Boko Haram, terroristic organizations like Boko Haram, who are using weapons, kidnapping, raping, and who are just completely treating people badly, treating humans inhuman, in my opinion, unhuman. They are the people who stop our world from developing to the better.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Maybe they also stop the future in kind of
Yeah,
a
I
way.
mean, they don't even stop. So, we didn't mention that by now, but 2016, or no, it's oh, 20 the 26th February 2021, there were other children kidnapped in Nigeria from Boko Haram, same persons, so the same people,
Same intention.
same intention, kidnapped children again. I mean, you have to see that they kidnap children, young children to
That can't care for
and
themselves.
they just do that for a statement, for a political statement. And that's just sick. And I think I just don't think I know that they have to be stopped.
You know that because you're speechless now
Yeah,
about
I am. But yeah, that's a whole nother discussion. That's such a long topic. But yes, Nigeria just can't get better as long as Boko Haram is trying to stop them from it. That's my opinion. I would say now to come to a conclusion, hashtag bring back our girls, because there's still 100 girls who are there since 6 years.
Trapped somewhere in the dark.
Somewhere, maybe raped, maybe forced to marry, and who are just traumatized and who were kidnapped for political statement and now are away. They're 6 years older now. They're all adults.
Adults who didn't really got education and were separated from their freedom.
And who are just traumatized. It's strange. And I think that the government of Nigeria should do more to get them back. Definitely.
Definitely, but not just on their own, maybe
The
with
whole
help of other
world should do
countries.
something to get them back, because no children and no child, no girl, nobody should suffer like that for a political
Nobody
statement.
should.
So, last thing I would say, many countries hesitate to modernize, but they shouldn't. Never. And this is it for today. It was a really heavy topic, but feel free to write in the comments, what do you think? What should the government, what should the world do? Do you think Boko Haram is holding us all back from our future and from developing to the better? And what is your opinion on this topic? So, I wish you a very good day. See you next episode.
So yeah, goodbye guys. As Emma said, feel free to comment and leave your opinion. And
And
now
suggest
I
topics in the
want to say
comments
goodbye.
for next time. What do you want to hear from us? What do you want to hear our
Sure
opinion
thing.
about? Goodbye.
Bloopers.
Big. They were kidnapped. So, okay, das schneiden wir dann mal raus, ne? Also.
Hauptsache erstmal in the North, in the Elementary School, in wie hieß die Stadt?
Chima.
Vergiss nicht zu sagen,
they.
noch bei Boko Haram, ne?
Welcome back to a new episode podcast of Empton. Today with the. Schon wieder verkackt, ne? Also, kannst du nicht hallo sagen. Sitting there and the terrorist told the that or said that they don't. Ich glaube, ich muss auch von vorne anfangen. Ich stotter die ganze Zeit. Ich mach nochmal das What happened, ne?